Brazos, yeah. Very, very good morning and welcome to Monday morning, but it's different Monday morning here in LMFM Studio Land because it is now Jedward Land.
Yes! What's up, everyone?
There's so many fans here in LMFM. We're so excited to be here.
I'm serious. It's like the coolest radio studio we've had in Ireland because usually they don't let the fans in.
No, so we let them in and they're all there behind the grass. Really
make some noise in their room.
Let's hear you.
And there's fans here from Germany and all over the world, China, Japan. They've all flown in today. It's just great.
Do you know that those two girls from Germany, that's Anna and Lisa, they're here since 6 o'clock this morning.
I'm serious.
Hello, guten
Tag.
Some
of these fans travelled all the way from Dublin. It's like as long to drive as it is to fly.
Yeah, it's really hard to get here.
Do you know how much the taxi cost?
It was well worth it. They got a Jedward hug.
They're here right now. They got Jedkiss is priceless.
And you guys got them sweets and everything.
That's right. We certainly did. Listen, lads, we're delighted to have you down here. We've been looking to have you down for ages and ages.
I have to say,
you look absolutely fantastic, don't the girls? They really do, really. Yes, which is the best? Like, which is the better looking? Which is the better looking one? Which is the better looking one?
Edward.
I was told not to ask you the following question. Right, the girl said, "Don't mention the hair."
Okay.
All right. Okay. So I didn't mention.
Well, basically,
the hair.
I just had a shower yesterday, a really hot shower, and I put my hair to that side.
Yeah,
this side.
It's nice. It's nice. You forgot about that kind of whole thing.
No, we still have spiky hair, but like Leonardo DiCaprio, if he's listening.
Yeah.
I got your hair.
Oh no, Leonardo DiCaprio, who listens, all right. He's an ardent listener to us here at LMFM Radio.
No,
anyway, the concert. You have a concert coming up in the TLT in Drogheda. Have you any information on it?
The information is that it's going to be amazing. It's going to be our best concert yet. We're going to hit the stage. It's going to be like, wow, this is actually happening. In Drogheda. We're going to sing our songs. We're going to be playing guitar. We're going to be singing new songs that we've wrote and produced ourselves.
Very good. I'm really excited
because it's in the DLT. They're kind of like real ghetto. They're kind of like, you got to buy the tickets from the venue. You can't get them on Ticketmaster. So you got to go there if you want tickets. You got to go in. You go, I want Jedward tickets. Give them a high five.
All I can say is, okay, all the people listening, okay, you got to be there, okay? It's going to be a great show. It's going to be like highs and lows. Like, it's going to be like slow songs, fast songs. It's going to be a really, really good atmosphere.
And then we just got our hair done, so we won't have any roots.
It's going to be an exhilarating adrenaline rush feeling.
What do you mean you have no roots?
Because our hair is not naturally blonde.
Oh, it looks great, doesn't it? It looks absolutely fantastic. It really does, doesn't it, girls? They can't hear me now because they shut the door on us.
Soundproof.
It really soundproof. But we'll sort that out now again in a few minutes' time. But the tickets are going extremely well. Saw you on Brendan O'Connor the other night.
Yes.
You looked really, really great.
You know what
I mean? Really different from the Jedward that we know of.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I think people, our fans have always known what me and I were all about. We're always like, we can do slow songs and do fast songs. And I just think the people in the public, sometimes they think, oh, there's Jedward, they're just this thing, whatever. We're completely different. We're like
the thing.
There's so many sides to me and Ed. We're not like other artists where they're just one thing. We're like a million.
But you were missing for a while. I know that when we were talking on the telephone,
we're in Canada, Australia. Yeah. We went to loads of different territories.
We weren't missing. We were giving you guys a breather. It was like
we're in Germany. So there's German fans here. We did three German tours. We were in Estonia, Finland, all these different countries. So it's great to like kind of go branch out to different territories.
It's good to give people a break. You can't always be on top. You got to like give people a break and then come back.
Tokyo Hotel.
Bang.
So cool.
Yeah, very cool, very cool.
They're a massive German band.
Yeah, €90, that's what it cost.
No?
For the taxi to get down here to see you.
Wow, that's unbelievable.
That's right, you could have easily gone to a
Guess what, this year we wrote our whole new album.
We're going to hear it.
It's all wrote by us.
Yeah.
It's great, we've been like working on loads of different songs. We have four different songs.
And it means a lot
album.
More to the fans because when they hear the lyrics, that it relates more to them. And
it's good because we can write the songs we want to write and songs we want to like just inspire our fans and like kind of like just like, because everyone's in life, they're going through different things. So it's good to like have songs that feel good to listen to, but at the same time have a real strong message too. So that's what
But like a lot of people just
very
write
good.
About like baby and love and all that type of stuff.
Yeah,
but we actually tried to find new words and make it more interesting to listen to.
We went to Oxford as well, so that inspired us to have more intellectual words in our songs and like
What's the difference between baby and love? What's a different word for baby and love?
I don't know, you just gotta describe different things and kind of think about it a lot. Like it's like instead of going, oh my god, you're a hater, it's like you call someone a poison spider or different things like that. So like kind of call them cool words like that. So you really kind of think about it. It's like doing a maths equation, okay, and like at the end of it you kind of go, will this get me the A+? You're like, yes, this will get me the A+. So then you just like try extra hard to like the words and stuff like that.
We're going to hear some of Jedward's music. You're in tune with LMFM 53958 at 20.
This is Free Spirit.
Ah, this is a nice one. You like this one, do you? Is this one of your best?
You're all free spirits.
Edward's in the house, girls. Yes, I.
Girls are free. Ooh.
Sorry.
Yeah, God,
I'm sorry for butting in there, because they normally give out stink to me for giving butting out. Great song. Pen yourselves.
Yeah, it's great, because that song was, we had a concert in the Olympia Theatre back in, I think in the summer, and that was just a teaser for our album, a song that we just wanted to sing for our fans, so we made it available, and now it just became a single, and it's kind of great that it took off the way it did.
Basically, Angela.
We recorded the music video for that in Wicklow, and because we filmed 11 of our music videos, and we also flew to the Colosseum in Rome to film the music video there as well. It's on YouTube, because we edited on it. It has like over 300,000 views on YouTube, so that's
great. Can you hear the atmosphere in here, by the way, listeners? We've got the place absolutely packed.
There's all families, all ages here.
All to see the boys, Jedward. And I must say that they're absolutely fantastic lads. Remember, these are showbiz guys. It's 8 o'clock in the morning, and they're high. Well, when I say high,
we're great. We're just happy to be here. It's like Edward didn't go asleep last night, so he's just excited about coming down here. He's running on adrenaline right now.
This is what I was doing last night. I tracked down all the radio stations in Estonia, Latvia, and I emailed them our brand new single.
Did you really?
That's how committed I am.
All right. Yeah. Listen, you're just in tune with LMFM. We take a break. Back with the lads after this. Yes, it's Monday, the 20th of October. They're waited with bated breath. This is it. Remember, Nicky Byrne, you know, when he...
Wait, hang on.
I didn't introduce you yet. The thing is, when Nicky Byrne, you know, quit Westlife, he ended up as a DJ. You know, so this is it.
We're going to show them how it's done.
Yeah, you're going to show how it's really done. Hello to all the listeners.
Here's the weather. It's the 20th of October. Are you ready for the weather? Here we go. Monday will bring a mix of cloud and sunny spells with a few passing showers. It'll become cloudy later in the day with heavy rain arriving from the west during the evening. That was your weather, brought to you by John Grimes and Edder Grimes. Thank you for listening.
I'll tell you, we're having such excitement here on LMFM on this Monday morning. It's a Monday morning. I've got Jedward here. The two boys are here and they're absolutely fantastic. What time did you get up this morning, at lads, to travel down?
Well, basically, I got up at about 6 o'clock and Edder didn't go to bed last night.
You didn't go to bed at all last night?
No, I was very driven. I had to like email a lot of people.
Yeah,
and last night I was working because everyone's not working on the weekend, and I gotta get ahead of it so they get their emails and they wake up in the morning.
And because people live in different time zones, I was talking to people in Mexico, people in Brazil, so people in different time zones altogether. So that's why sometimes we're awake late at night.
Yeah, when we have to do interviews in Australia, you have to like stay up extra late.
Up until 2 o'clock.
I just want to kind of move back a little bit to kind of the young Jedwards. You know what I mean? The hairy Jedward and all that stuff. X Factor now.
We got no chest hair.
No. But the X Factor, those days. Do you ever watch it at all now? Do you look at it at all, the X Factor? Or do you get time to look at it?
We don't really ever get around to watching it because it's just weird when you've done something, you know the innings and outings of it and what goes on behind the scenes, and you know what's like real and what happens. But like when you're watching it, you kind of go, it's kind of weird to watch when you've been involved. So
yeah, been there, done that, bought the t-shirt and been Jedward, etc, etc.
But so, it's great. Me and Edward, like, we always stay, like we're totally like what we've always been. We're always developing, getting better and better in music and everything. Like we're writing and producing.
What about Louis? The story with Louis. Are we friends with Louis?
Yeah, Louis's gone to space. He's gone to the moon.
I think Louis was on the moon all the time, to be quite honest.
I think we'd bring Louis next time we go to the hairdressers and get some dye into that hair. Yeah, yeah. Put some highlights in there, some blonde highlights.
Yeah, I know.
Put some curtains in his hair as well. Like.
Right, speaking back about, you know, the music that you've written yourselves, you know, what other bits and pieces have you got? We're going to play that your new one that was on the Saturday Night Show. It was fantastic. We'll play that Furious now in a second.
No, it can. It's everywhere.
Is it?
But yeah, it's great. Because that song, that was like one of the first songs we wrote. It's like we wanted a song that was like kind of like a fighter song, kind of that.
It's like an anti-bullying song. It's for all those people that are like going through struggles in their life, and like this song is going to uplift them out of the difficulty they're in.
And like HBO, they wanted it for boxing.
Yeah,
they wanted it as an entrance music for a boxer because it's kind of like that Rocky.
Kind of. I can just see from you that bullying is an issue that really kind of upsets you as such. I could, you know, when you're talking about bullying.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, I think everyone gets bullied in their life, and I feel like
it shouldn't be tolerated in society altogether. I feel like sometimes people kind of put like a blind eye to it, but I feel like it's happening wherever you go. And I think
it doesn't matter if you're a teenager or an adult, there's always like negativity put upon you, if it's in your work, being put under pressure and stuff. So
I feel like people who do have that in their life, or people in general as in their everyday life, they should just I know that everyone's going through that, and you can get over it.
What do you say? There's a lot of girls, boys, and girls going to school today. You know, look up to you guys. You know what I mean? Because you really are fantastic ambassadors. You know, at this hour in the morning, here you are smiling, very, very positive vibes. Because we always have a positive Monday. We always talk about positive. What do you say to any person out there that feels that they're bullied today? What would you say?
What I say to people who are being bullied. I know it's happening right now, but you can come out of it all. And right now it seems like, oh no, this is
people are being
happening.
Bullied. There's nothing wrong with you. It's just that people don't get you. Like, you might be just thinking on a totally different wavelength. You might like not be fitting into the normal way.
And no, but do you report it, or do you just kind of leave them to their own zone, or what do? You go on?
Yeah, you should report it. There's no point in putting up with all that,
because in life you got to stand up for yourself. Yeah. You got to be a leader. So you got to set the example for everybody else. So if you don't do it, then you're just going to be like everyone else and let it be like kind of not be known. You got to stand up for yourself and not worry about what your friends think, or because if they have a problem with it, I know some
bullying can be like physical and it can be like hurting you, but I feel because sometimes people can be bullied to like not be a certain way. So I think you should just stay true to yourself.
Be true to yourself.
Because sometimes people in school, they kind of feel like they have to get into be like everyone else.
The thing about it is like you should always go with your good feelings. If you want to wear this that day or wear this that day, just don't be following the crowd. Just always stand out and be luminous and do what you want to do, because that's how you're going to make a change in the world.
Because everyone has something doesn't mean you need it.
Very good.
Be your own person, but don't worry about if people are trying to, because when you grow up you'll be okay, it'll be all good. But it's just like sometimes some people who are being bullied, they can get really like depressed or down themselves, but to realize that there's so much more to come in their life, and they should live for the memories to come.
Very good. Listen, we're going to hear Furious. We really are.
This is ferocious.
Sorry, did I say Furious? Will I get a slap?
No. You get a Jedward,
the boys are in with us in studio.
LMFM.
Thank you. Morning.
Struggles dodging knives thrown at me. Some people in the world don't want you to succeed. I spotted your true colors, I saw through the disguise. I figure you're a user, you're only full of lies. Now with pride I'm standing like a lion, not caring what you say. And crawl away now, you poison spider, don't ever stand in my way. I'm setting free my inner wolf. I will be ferocious. I'm setting free my inner tiger. I will be ferocious. I'm setting free my inner wolf. I will be ferocious. I'm setting free my inner tiger. I will be ferocious. Ferocious, ferocious, I will be ferocious, 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 I will be ferocious, 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 I will be ferocious, 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 I will be ferocious. Life is never easy, don't ever pack it in. Deal with all the highs and lows, don't let them say you can. You've come out of the dark, found the courage within. Now I know for a fact I can face anything. Now with pride I'm standing like a lion, not caring what you say. And crawl away now, you poison spider, don't ever stand in my way. I'm setting free my inner wolf, I will be ferocious. I'm setting free my inner tiger, I will be ferocious. I'm setting free my inner wolf, I will be ferocious. I'm setting free my inner tiger, I will be ferocious.
Yes, ferocious. We are actually privileged here in LMFM land because that is the very, very first radio play of that. It's not out till Friday, is that right?
Yeah, it's out on Friday on the 24th of October to download.
Thank you very much,
indeed. Performing our new concert. Really excited about performing that live in concert because the fans go crazy for any new songs we have. And when we performed our last song, Free Spirit, they were like, wow. And I think like 60 fans have that tattooed on.
Well, listen, thank you very much indeed for letting us have the first play on that. We'll take a break. Right, Jedward, the boys are here with us. The concert is on, the TLT, this Sunday, the 26th. Tickets are going extremely well. And looking at the amount of fans that have come in, and they're giving you prezzies and everything, lads.
I know, it's great.
It really is. What did you get?
One girl has given us a pair of Converse each, a pair of shoes each.
Wow.
Two shirts.
Yeah.
Two T-shirts. And they
It is Christmas. It's certainly Christmas out there. Right. I just want to. We've got a few texts here, lads.
So much fun, man. We have like so much.
Yeah, no, it's all right. Anyway, the trucks at the Port Tunnel in Dublin blocking all traffic, actually affecting the traffic where I am, not even on the N2, still on the Dalique Road. Oh my God, that's ridiculous.
So, well, all people in the traffic, it's going to be okay. You're going to be sitting there for a while, but you're going to get through it.
Yeah, well, not if you're trying to get to work, but I know what you mean.
On our way here, we saw all that traffic.
Did you see it all coming in?
Yeah, we saw it. Everyone that just made it, go and have yourself a cup of coffee and say you're stuck in traffic.
Ah, that's very good. Ah, they're nice lads. Tell the boss that. Please, can you get Jedward to say hi? I love them so much. Can't wait until Sunday. And it's from Siobhan in Drogheda.
Hi, Siobhan. Hi. We love you also.
Can't wait to see the
concert.
They're
epic.
Make a poster.
Yeah. Seamus, could you agree the song Tell... I don't know what the hell that... I don't know what that means. Lads, you better watch out. These boys are going to take your jobs. Yes, they are someday. Fair dues to you, lads.
No, we never will. You've been here for over...
We're going to get you a statue here. It's going to be like... You're going to be here forever. We're
going to
put you in glass.
You're going to put me in blaster, right? Or in blaster of Paris.
Living in the wall.
There's problems with the lights at the Chronicle in Navan. Traffic is being held up and big delays on the M1 southbound after Junction 5. Just be careful. Seamus asked Jedward to say hello to Kirsty.
Hello, Kirsty.
Biggest fans. Once again, they're going to the concert.
To all the listeners listening, okay, just take your time, okay? Remember, just take your time on the road. Always be aware of what's going on around you. And remember, don't drink and drive.
Very good. Because I'll tell you, Kirsty, we'll keep these lads on a daily basis.
Sensible.
However,
lads,
it is time for this, me little darlings.
A 1, 2, 3, 4.
Let's go.
Dead or alive.
Jedward is here.
Dead or alive.
They're going to play the game with us.
Jedward is here.
Right now, lads, we didn't forewarn you because... Why? You know, you're going to play a little game. This little game is called Dead or Alive. It's our little Bertifier.
We're playing Euro Millions.
No, it's the Bertifier. And, well, it's not exactly Euro Millions, you'll guess. But if you get them all right, you're going to get a...
A high five from you.
No, you're going to get a breakfast pack from McCardle Meats there in Clambrassa Street, the Marshes, Blackrock, Finglas, and of course up there in Charleston Shopping Centre on your way. I don't know whether you go that way and you get it, but you've got to get them all right.
You're going
to
win, you're going to give us it.
No, I'm not going to give it to you. I'm going to make you work for it.
This is
my world, not Jedward world.
We're in your world.
All right,
always.
Okay. Now, number one, is this person dead or alive on this particular day, the 10th of October? Number one.
First one we have for you is Tom Petty, American singer and songwriter. Tom Petty.
Is Tom Petty dead or alive?
Alive.
Are you sure? Are we united in that?
Yeah, he's alive.
Are you sure? Now, you can change your mind. You can change your mind. You must get four of them right.
He's alive.
Jedward said Tom Petty is...
64 today.
Woohoo! Happy days.
Well
yes.
Done, well
Number
done.
Two. I know. Next, this is good. It's getting exciting.
Is the American rapper Snoop Dogg.
Now, Snoop Dogg, those rappers have a tendency.
He's got very old. He's dropping it like it's hot wherever he goes.
You're right, yes.
And he's new and everywhere. Yeah. He's hanging with his California girls.
And he changed his name to Lion Dog or something.
Oh, right, Lion Dog.
And so he is alive. He's going to be doing a Jared song next year. He's going to be in our song, Jared and Snoop.
Right, well.
Snoop Dogg.
Yeah, all right, he is.
43 today.
Right, number three.
Next one we have is Paul O'Connell. Munster and Ireland rugby player Paul O'Connell.
Yeah, Paul O'Connell. So it's a bit obvious, that one. Yeah, it's a bit obvious, isn't it?
Yeah, right. I'm not sure.
Oh, yeah, he was only on TV.
Yeah, that means he's alive, isn't he? He's alive. All right, now get this one right and you get the sausages.
He's 35.
Get the sausages, compliments of McCartney Meats.
He's alive, he's right. Great.
He's alive. No, we'll go for that one.
Do you win?
No. You get this one, you win, right? And a big Jedward cheer, right?
Yes.
If you get it wrong, I'll cheer. Because we get the sausages.
I think the lads might know this one.
Right, okay.
It's Danny Minogue.
Oh, she's getting a bit frail, you know.
She's a bit frail, all right.
I know with her. She could be better. She could be better. I know. She's always calling and texting us. She texted us last week, so.
Or maybe she could be an angel contacting us all
the
time.
No, she's not. Go on.
She's alive.
She's 43 today.
Yes. Come here. Just a question for you. Danny Minogue, people like that. Yeah. Who's the most famous person that has ever texted you?
Paul McCartney. Ed Sheeran texted us this morning.
Yeah, what did he say?
He said that he's letting out his inner wolf from Ferocious.
He likes Ferocious.
Because I said in the song.
Oh, right. He didn't hear it here. Because we had it first on LMFM.
But
your local radio station.
He goes, I'm letting out my inner wolf.
That's lovely.
No, it's great. It's great.
So Paul McCartney, right? Who else then? Give us another one too.
Had you.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Tara Reid.
Yeah.
Nick Hart.
It's not about famous people.
It's not about famous. It's about people who do stuff.
And it's about your fans, isn't that it? And they're the people that are out there who've travelled from Germany, travelled from all over the world to see you. And of course, they're all very much invited to the TLT on this Sunday. Where you can see Jedward live.
On the 26th.
On the 26th.
This Sunday.
That's this Sunday. 26.
So you should have gone to the DLT.
You should have gone to bed last night. You should have gone to bed.
I went to bed. It was Edward.
All right. Sorry. Okay. They are identical.
I thought you the difference.
They are.
So I'm so excited that LMFM are going to play a lot of Jared music now.
We certainly are.
We've done the deal. We've signed the Manchester United deal here.
Oh, you're glad. That'll make you very happy, Christy. Okay.
Oh, yeah, Manchester United fan.
Listen,
here,
lads, very, very appreciative of you coming down. I know it's very early in the morning, but delighted to have you and your managerial team as well. Thank you.
I can't believe it.
I know. It's amazing. It really is. We've had really fun. Just before we go, happy fifth birthday to Hannah Connolly from Deleek, from all the Connollys and the Guinness family.
Birthday. And every single other person is listening, happy birthday to you when it is your birthday as well.
We turned 23 this week.
Oh, do you really?
Yeah, no, we already turned it on the 16th.
Oh, God,
we don't look a day past.
No, we do a quick 18. Happy birthday. Ready, Christy? Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to Jedward. Happy birthday to you. Listen, lads, that's it. Thank you very much indeed. God bless everyone. Talk to you tomorrow.
William Shatner, he always texts us, the guy from Star Trek.
William Shatner?
Yes.
Captain John D. Kirk. James D. Kirk of the Enterprise.
Yes, that's him.
God, I know him well. He also texts me, so they stick
that one. He's 84. So all you people out there going, it's such a terrible day, I'm so old. He's 84 and he still sticks his hair up, still puts on a good outfit, puts on a smile.
He actually lifts his hair from a model and sticks it on his head.
No, he doesn't.
Still working.
That's it. Listen, lads, thank you very much. Have a great day, everybody. Bye.
Thank you for listening. Have a great day.